The Ketchikan City Council Thursday night voted to terminate funding for a controversial decorative rain gauge. The council previously approved up to $100,000 for the project. The planned source of funding has been a topic of debate. Some believed it would come from cruise passenger vessel taxes. City Port and Harbors Director Steve Corporon, at an earlier meeting, stated the money would come from the Port Enterprise Fund. Public testimony lasted more than an hour, with most commenting on the rain gauge. Artist Dave Rubin says he benefited through the same selection process when given CPV grant funding for his piece, The Rock. Rubin served on the committee that chose the rain gauge design.
It's not what we all pictured as art. I mean, I stood before you and said, look, my idea is conventional art. It's conservative, conventional, old-time art. This isn't. And I like to see, giant statues and stuff. And this, but what is this? And then when I understood it, I all of a sudden realized that could be really cool.
Rubin requested that the council postpone the decision until January so people can understand how the selection was made. Ketchikan resident Dick Allen says he opposes the design, comparing it to a Ford Edsel. He says the design should have been presented to the public much earlier.
The people that I've talked to, as I said, what's wrong with the one we've got? Put a face on the backside so you can see it both ways. I can't see going $100,000, especially when you, wherever it comes from. And I would hope next time that you have something like this, that you put it out to the public so they could see and be able to talk with your council members.
Allen says it may not have been intentional, but the process seemed secretive. Ketchikan Arts Council Director Kathleen Light says in addition to The Rock, the same process was used to select art for the library and the salmon sculpture on Ketchikan Creek. Light also asked the council to postpone a decision until after a proposed open house regarding the project.
We would love it if you would suspend your decision until January, like you said you would, and let us have this meeting on December 12th so that we can answer questions like Mr. Allen's and this other gentleman's, and we can clear up any misunderstandings that they may have about this piece of artwork.
Because of some confusion, Light asked that the funding source be clarified so all can provide accurate information to the public. Ketchikan resident Ray Troll wanted to share the viewpoint from an artist. He presented a document signed by other local artists in support of the rain gauge.
We are all in favor of the new rain gauge and the talented duo of Dutch artists, yes, they're Dutch, that have been chosen by the Citizen Selection Committee. We have reviewed their other works carefully. That means we've all looked at their websites and the artwork they do. And so as artists, as professional artists, we can feel confident that they will deliver a remarkable and professionally crafted piece of art that we can all be proud of.
The piece is designed by two artists from Amsterdam. Troll believes it is already a successful piece because of the discussion it's generating. He noted that some Ketchikan artists have work displayed throughout the world. Bianca Jerzak, who submitted a proposal for the rain gauge design, says she is not against the concept of getting a new gauge or the funding. She says she has legal and technical concerns.
And I don't think that the bid procedure was actually put out properly, and was something of such a high value, I think, is why the CAPAW structure maybe didn't work so well, or why it's such a big thing. And also the fact that, yeah, we're going to have to say it, they're not from this country. That stings. That really hurts. I didn't expect my piece to get picked, but I didn't expect something that looked like that, that came from another country, to be chosen over me.
Jerzak says work visas would be required and tax laws and additional costs have not been considered. She added, not picking a local artist is a slap in the face. Jerzak says she would file an appeal if the project is approved. About a dozen people spoke to the council about the rain gauge, half in support of it and half against. Part of the purpose of the design was to cover a gas vent adjacent to the Ketchikan Visitors Center building. There was some debate as to whether or not that criteria was met. Councilmember Bob Sievertson introduced the motion to eliminate funding for the rain gauge. He says the proposal does not address the objective of covering the vent pipe. Sievertson feels the money should be directed elsewhere.
The rain gauge is a want. It's not part of 1% for art or any of those types of things, and the city has more than it shares in need at this time, so I think those money can be better spent.
Sievertson added that he has heard overwhelming negative input on the project. Councilmember Deanne Carlson says she supports art because it enhances the community. She, too, does not feel the selection process was adhered to.
And if they want us to back the process and support the process, I think there has to be a consistency in what that is. And if it's not being supported in the RFP and their decisions, it makes it difficult for me to support it in terms of this particular project.
Councilmember Marty West offered a motion to postpone the decision until January, saying emotions are very high.
I think the timing was bad to have this during the same time we're doing the budget. There are separate issues, and I do think that we need time to let the Arts Council explain and let people explore the project, and they won't find it quite as horrifying as they seem to feel that it is now.
After further discussion, votes were taken. West's motion to postpone failed 2-4, with West and Olson voting in favor of postponement. The vote to terminate the project passed 4-2, with West and Olson voting against. After the vote, the council briefly adjourned. A visibly upset Ray Troll approached Sievertson at the council table. The discussion was not recorded or on record, but according to the Ketchikan Daily News, Troll told Sievertson, quote, "This really makes us look bad, not only locally, but globally." Troll added that he would remember this. The council is scheduled to meet Monday to continue budget discussions and select a replacement for Sam Bergeron, who resigned from the council last month. That meeting begins at 7 p.m. in City Council chambers. There will be time for public comment at the start of the meeting.